You are listening to the Bugcast episode 575.
The podcast is recorded in front of a live chat room audience. Bellevue with their track Paper Town. We have played Bellevue many times over the years, and that was the title track of their latest EP, which was released in June of 2019. To find out more about the band, you can find them over at Facebook, facebook.com/ We Are Bellevue from Paris. And they are from Paris. Bet you couldn't guess. Anyway, Good evening. This is the Bugcast episode 575. On tonight's show, we are going to have a roundup of our visit to Podcrawl Glasgow last weekend. We're going to be celebrating something rather special, actually. I'm going to give you a little clue here, because this might help you to... And I've just realised the microphone's probably not picking it up. No, probably didn't. today is a special day, apparently. We're going to make one huge great shout out to one of our listeners for something rather special they did for us last week. Of course, if you are a regular listener to the show, you'll already know what that is. Caroline will be joining us shortly. She's currently being clung onto by our son, who is struggling to settle for bed tonight. But she will be joining us as soon as she is available. In the meantime, this is Scott Jacobs with Send a Little Bit.
Hello there, I'm Princess Jessica. When I'm being chauffeured around, I love to listen to the podcast with David and Caroline.
You are listening to the podcast.
Daddy, Daddy, it's on. Turn it up.
Okay then, Princess.
That was Carter Vale with Andrew. Carter Vale's Andrew is a powerful indie rock song about family relationships and returning home. Featuring Vale's low vocals, distorted guitars and synths, Andrew calls back to the 80s alternative rock like The Cure and Tears for Fears, while staying honest to Vale's dream pop roots. You can find out more about Carter Vale over at cartervale.com. He is from Miami in Florida. And before that, you heard Scott Jacobs with Send a Little Bit. We played his track Pass the Days Away back on show 495. Please stop talking in the chat room because your notifications are getting in my way. which was in early 2018. He is from Nanaimo in British Columbia, Canada, and you can find out more over at scottjacobsmusic.com. And of course, when I say please stop talking in the chat room, I do not mean please stop talking in the chat room. So we're going to have a quick nosy in our chat room now and see who is listening to us live right now. We have Bushi, Fat Freddy, Gregorius WVP, K5 Tux, Cobberholm, Oz Toonen, Shy Mega, and Yannick. So thanks a lot for joining us live this week. Now, I cannot let this show go past without giving a huge shout out to Oz Toonen for hosting last week's show. Now, as I understand it, that was the first time he had done a podcast. So for him to have then done a live one was just amazing. I have listened to the show. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Very much different style than what we would have done. But there again, you know, when people host this show, yeah, there are some things that we do ask they include. But at the end of the day, the creative control of the show is pretty much up to them. And I'm really glad to see that Oz took that to heart. And I think we may be asking him back again at some point in the not too distant future. So keep an ear out for that. So again, thank you very much, Oz, for hosting last week's show. Hope you enjoyed it. That's probably the most important thing. Now, the second thing to point out, I don't know whether you heard my sound effect earlier on, but today is apparently International Beer Day. Now, I have to admit, I have never heard of this. Apparently, it takes place on the first Friday of August every year. Now, I'm just pulling up the details. I'll put a link into the show notes to it as well. Now, apparently, the International Beer Day has three purposes. The first one, to gather with friends and enjoy the taste of beer. Well, duh. The second one, to celebrate those responsible for brewing and serving beer. Yeah, that's fair. And three, to unite the world under the banner of beer by celebrating the beers of all nations together on one single day. Now, I've got to say, with all of these international something or other days, they're a brilliant idea if people know about them. Now, the majority of these international days probably start off as national days. National, of course, meaning the United States. But, I mean, now that I know about International Beer Day, I will be celebrating it every day. I mean, every year. But, yeah, I'd never heard of this one. And it's going to be really interesting that International Beer Day will usually be the week directly after the pod crawl in Glasgow, where we would have been celebrating beer anyway. But yeah, anyway, happy International Beer Day. And I am celebrating the day by partaking in a Puffin Ale from the Orkney Brewery. It's a 4.5% tawny ale. And I have to say, it is very nice indeed. It was gifted to me by Kevvy when we went up to Glasgow last week. And it is incredibly nice, as you can probably hear. Anyway, we're going to crack on with some more music. I'm hoping Caroline will join us soon. Then we can talk about Podcrawl. This is Josh Woodward with Shade.
A summer long ago, a little seed was sown by a farmer with no shade. The hourglass of time, he watched it slowly climb while he began to fade. And we shade from our tree. summer sun. The branches reach so high, stretching toward the sky. I leaned against the trunk, and we
gentlemen, we would like to introduce you to another broadcasting sensation available from the Other Side Podcast Network, namely the Duffercast. This extravaganza is filled chock-a-block with nonsense and nincompoopery. For more information, please visit your public library or duffercast.org. Thank you, and toodle-pip.
That was Kutch with Corowong Rise. 10 from 10, the final album from Kutch, a 10-year collaboration between electronic music producer Paul Foster from Wales and vocalist Marie Craven from Australia. The album contains highlights from the three albums, five EPs and the three singles that the duo released over the last 10 years. This track was originally taken from what I believe to be their first collaboration album, Pixiegraph, which was released in May of 2008. Now, you can find out more by visiting kutch.bandcamp.com, and that's spelled C-W-T-C-H. Now, for those that don't know, kutch is a Welsh word that means a safe place or a hug or a cuddle or something like that. Now, it's been a little under 8 years since we last played a track by Kutch, which I really feel quite bad about, considering we've known Marie Craven as a podcaster for quite some time. So what we'll probably end up doing is sort of heading down the album, the 10-track album, and picking out some of the better tracks from that. And before that, you heard Josh Woodward with his track Shade. Now, we've played Josh Woodward many times before. He's never disappointed. That was another track taken from the album The Shade of Our Trees, which was released in June of 2019. He is from Ann Arbor in Michigan, and you can find out more over at joshwoodward.com. Now, on the subject of Corowong, which was part of the name of the Kutch song we just played, I did some digging, so I wanted to find out what a Corowong was. Now, considering the fact that Marie Craven is from Australia, I presumed, and it sounds kind of Australian, Corowong, so I looked it up, and, well, you've got a choice, to be honest. Corowong is a bird, or a species of bird, should I say, belonging to the genus Strepera in the family Artemidae, native to Australasia. Yeah, lots of information about that. We'll put links to all these in the show notes. I found them quite amusing. Corowong is also a beach in New South Wales, just north of Sydney, in fact. So, again, fits in with the Australia thing. It's also a park, a riparian bushland park, in the outer suburbs of Melbourne. And this is where it gets interesting, because the park itself is on the borders of Donvale, Warrandyte, and Doncaster East. Now, bearing in mind, we live just west of Doncaster, here in the UK. I'm intrigued to find that there is a place called Doncaster East in Australia. So, Chris from Canada, it's not just you that do it, it's the Australians as well. How dare they? Anyway, I'll put the links to all the those three in the show notes, if indeed you want to have a look. So then, Caroline hasn't joined us yet. It's unlikely she will, because she's still being clung on to by Alex. So it falls to me to basically give you a brief rundown of Podcrawl. So Caroline and I went up on Friday morning. In fact, we started our journey heading up to just south of Glasgow to go meet up with Kevy, and we had a great evening of food and drink and chat at Kevy's sister's house. And The actual event itself, we travelled into Glasgow by train on the Saturday morning. It was Saturday afternoon, wasn't it? We got there about 2:30. And we started off, as you should do, at a coffee shop in Glasgow. And it was just the three of us to start with, Caroline, myself, and Kevy. And then Dave Morris, who is Purloid on social media, he came and joined with us as well. And then we moved on... Oh, no, sorry. Then Andrew McNally joined us also at the coffee shop. And then as time moved on, we thought we'd better have some food before we got into some serious drinking. So we went to a handmade burger company also in Glasgow city centre and had a really nice food, actually. And that was the first drink of the day, the first beer of the day for those of us that were drinking. And so the official start of Pod Crawl is at the State Bar in Holland Street. You've heard me wittering on about that for the last, I don't know how many weeks. And we kind of started as we meant to go on. There is a beer that they put on. It's a special. It's called Number 3. I can't remember the name of the brewery, but it's a local brewery. And the beer itself is called Number 3. And it's always at Number 3 on the state's specials board. So there were the five of us, but Caroline only wanted a half. So we ordered 4.5 pints of this Number 3. And it arrived. I was sat at the table. I took a swig and said, "This doesn't taste right. It tastes odd." So Andrew tried some and he said, "No, that doesn't taste right at all." And then Kevy tried it. And, no, that wasn't right either. We think that the barrel was off, but obviously we don't know. We can't prove that. So we tried to get them replaced. And the bar staff were a little bit reticent to replace 4.5 pints of beer, which I think is kind of daft because they would have had to replace the barrel anyway. So they're not exactly losing anything by doing that. But we did manage to change the beers for something that didn't taste off. Wasn't the beer we wanted, but you know it was something. So it wasn't all bad. And then we were joined by one other. I haven't actually sought this person's permission to mention their name, so I'm not going to. But her arrival did was it completed the lineup for the rest of the evening. So it was just the six of us from the first pub until the last pub. So after we went to the State Bar, we moved on to the Bon Accord in Glasgow, just by the motorway. Now, this pub has a claim to fame, and I think has something to do with train spotting. Let me just have a quick look that up while I'm speaking. But we stayed there for quite a while, actually. Had quite a few beers there and had some really good conversations while we were in the pub. And then we moved on essentially to what was the last pub of the evening, which was, in fact, it wasn't even a pub. It was a bar called Super Barrio. So like Super Mario, but with the word bar in it instead. And it's a retro gaming bar again in Glasgow city centre. And they had more, space taken up by retro games, pinball machines and old arcade games and the like, than there were spaces for people to sit and drink beer, which was really interesting because the place was actually quite busy. But they had a decent spread of beers on tap, so we partook, obviously. So, yeah, it's a very good evening. I think we left the city probably at about 11:30, ended up getting a taxi back to the house after we'd said goodbye to the people that were leaving. Managed to get ourselves lost on the way back because I don't think the taxi driver was that familiar with the area that we were heading to. But yeah, bottom line is, I mean, if Caroline was here, she'd probably have other things to say about it. But for me, it was the beer and the people. But it was a fantastic event. It was so enjoyable just to enjoy beer and good company with people. And quite frankly, if you didn't go, you missed out. The good news is we will be doing it again next year. There is a small question mark over what date it's going to be, because I think at least one of us, one of the group, isn't going to be available on what the normal date would have been. But obviously we'll keep you informed as time goes on. But yeah, like I say, if you are able to head to an event like that, it's definitely worth it. It's not about the beer. Despite the name, it's not a podcasting event. It's just an opportunity to sit down and have some good yarns with some good company. So, yeah, really enjoyed it. Caroline enjoyed it as well, although she didn't drink much on the night. She had her half of red something, and that was pretty much her limit. Don't tell her I said that. Yeah, so there you go. That was the rather poor roundup of Podcrawl. We still have Odd Camp to look forward to, although that's not so much beer focused. But if you're going to be around Manchester in October and you're going to come and meet with us and have some good yarns and possibly less beer, then it'd be good to see you there. Right, let's crack on. Less waffle. Let's have some more music. This is the Dada Weatherman with M.O.
Friday nights, 9:30 PM UK time, at thebookcast.org.
Carry me, angel. Yes, I could and should. All this chattering should be picturing a realistic possibilities.
The podcast, baby!
I saw you dancing with the waves. I saw the wind play with your hair. You came to see what tears can be when they get back home. I saw you asking what to know, what to believe and where to go. And your heart beat fast when you realized we would leave this place. But the waters had just come down. Your fading clock, it cannot breathe, 'cause you are with the sea. Right now you're here with me.
That was Rivers and Leafs with Kissing Streams. That was the title track from an album, or more of a collection of songs, that were mostly written and recorded between 2011 and 2015. They have recorded some parts, tweaked, and made the songs ready for release, some kind of homage to what was. They've also started working on a bunch of new songs, and it looks like it could eventually become an album. The band are from Sweden, and you can find out more about them over at facebook.com/riversandleafs. Now, a couple of interesting things. Firstly, the word leafs. And there was another band that had the word roofs in one of their song titles. Now, I always thought the word was leaves, L-E-A-V-E-S, not L-E-A-F-S. But apparently, it is still a valid word. What do I know? The other interesting thing is that the male singer, lead singer of Ribs and Leaves, is Rasmus Söderberg, who is somebody we have actually played as a solo artist before. And before that, you heard the Dada Weatherman with his track M.O. Now, we have played them before, but not for a while. And apparently, according to Caroline, and according to my research, there is the Dada Weatherman, and there is also Dada and the Weathermen as a group. So find out more information about them by going over to thedadaweatherman.com. And he is from Paris in France. I'm sure there's another Paris, probably in Canada. Anyway, that was the last pair of songs. We have one more song to play, which is Caroline's final choice of the evening. So, I think the only thing I wanted to mention is... in fact, I don't think I have anything to mention. Obviously, Odd Camp coming up on the 19th and 20th of October. And next week, the Bugcast episode 576 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live on Friday the 2nd. No, that's today. Friday the 9th of August at 9:30 p.m. UK time or thereabouts. If you'd like to get in contact with us, leave some feedback. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us what you thought of Ozzy's brilliant show last week. Then drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. So it is final. Let me just make this official. This show does not work without Caroline here. Just saying. Right, so the final track is, like I said, it was Caroline's choice, is another play for a band we've played recently called Banana Cream. We've played a couple of their tracks, and this song we're about to play you is about wanting to be loved and accepted. Find out more about Banana Cream over at Bandcamp. That would be bananacream.bandcamp.com. And they are from Commerce in California. So whilst I finish my beer, I shall love you and leave you with Banana Cream and their track, Whenever Is the Right Time. I'll catch you next week. See ya.
Do you feel the same?
Do you feel the same? Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You are listening to a member of the Other Side Podcast Network. Find more of our shows at otherside.network.